you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Basco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, it's now a little more than a year and a half since I'm arrived in America. I remember when I first come to Chicago, every time I ask somebody how to go someplace, they always say, get lost. Now I'm here 1 year. I know so much, I don't have to ask anybody. I get lost myself. Another thing, when I was first to come here, I think all Americans are there talking to themselves. Then I find out that they're chewing a gum. So like every American, I chew gum too. Only one big difference, I swallow it. Then I find out that you're not supposed to swallow it. You use the gum to paste up the chairs. Cover up the holes in the shoes. Keep together tables, fill up cracks in the walls, and lots of other things. Mamma mia, I'm very worried. If they ever stop making a chewing gum, America is going to fall apart. Well, there's nothing new to write, Mamma mia. But I was very happy to read in your letter today that you finally received the little radio I'm sending you a few months ago. Is what they call here midget radio. But don't worry, salesmen have told me big people can use it too. I know you're going to enjoy this radio, but the one thing, don't let Uncle Pietro's goat to get near it. He's liable to eat it. He's going to look very funny when a goat is open up his mouth and out is a come a Jack of Benny. Oh, wait. Wait, Mamma Mia. I'm going to have to finish this letter later. Is a big wind coming through my door.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Luigi, a mailman is just bringing me a letter for you by mistake.
Oh, thanks, Pasquale. I'm rich. Square Deal Radio Company. Dear Mr. Basco, final notice. Unless we receive a $20 payment for last installment on a midget radio by tomorrow, we shall bring a suit against you in a small claims court where we shall press the charges. Mamma mia, they're going to press my suit in the court.
Take easy, Luigi. Be calm. Relax. Just tell your friend Pasquale what's happened.
Well, Pasquale, 3 months ago, I'm buying radio for $60 on an installment plan. I'm going to make a $220 payment. Then I'm asking them nice to wait for the last payment. Now they're sending me a letter like this. Pasquale, what's this mean, a smaller claims court? Is this because they got a smaller claim against me?
Oh, what a booby you are. Lucky you got me to explain it to you. Smaller claims court. That's for people who know can make payments on a smaller radios.
But Pasquale, I'm got a midget radio.
Well, they used to have a midget court, sir. But nobody could get inside, so now everything is to go to a higher court.
Higher court?
Sure. Oh, I could teach you lots of things about a court. For instance, if somebody is to sue you about a bananas, they go to the Court of Appeals.
But Pasquale, I'm gonna do nothing wrong. I
ignorance is a poor excuse, and Let me explain to you something about radios in this country so you know the next time. Is it three kind of radios are here? Short the wave, long a wave, and a permanent wave. What kind of a set have you got?
I don't know, but a manager tell me it's a Lester forever.
Then you got a permanent wave. Now look, if you don't pay for short the wave radio, they can give you up to 5 years. If you don't pay for long a wave, that's up to 20 years. But if you no pay for permanent a wave, that's a life sentence.
Mamma mia. Pasquale, what am I going to do?
Luigi, you know I'm not got the heart to see you rot to the jail. I'm going to give you the $20.
Pasquale, you going to do this for me?
Sure, my little pumpkin head. I'll do more than this. I'll give you $22.
Pasquale, what's the extra $2 for?
Well, while you're paying off the loan, you stop offering to buy marriage license for my daughter Rosa. What do you say, my son?
Goodbye, Papa.
All right, go ahead. After you pay the radio company so much money, for measly $20, you're going to lose all the money you paid in, and they're going to take it back at the radio.
Pasquale, I wish I could give it back the radio and end all of this trouble, but it's impossible. The radio is in Italy. I'm going to send it to my mama for a present.
Italy. Uh-huh. Ooh, Luigi, you in the worst of trouble of your life.
What's the matter, Pasquale?
Don't you know sending the radios to Europe, that's a break of three big United States laws? Mason and Dixon law, daylight saving of time, and the NRA.
NRA, what's that?
No radios abroad. Hey, where you going, Luigi?
Well, it's the time for my night school class, and I'm going to ask for advice from my teacher, Miss Spaulding.
All right, to go, but don't expect no help from me when you come crawling back with your hands on your knees.
Well, goodbye, Pasquale. Mamma mia, this is a teach me a lesson. And next time I'm going to buy something on an installment plan, I'm going to make it the last payment the first.
All right, class, quiet, please. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Here, here.
Mr. Schultz, why must you say here twice?
Well, I'm saying one for tomorrow because I expect to be absent.
You expect to be absent? What's the reason?
Well, I could tell a big lie and tell you I'm going to the baseball game. But I'm going to tell the truth and say my grandmother died.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. Will you be gone all day?
Yeah, it's a double header.
What?
My grandfather died, too.
Mr. Schultz, I'll expect you here tomorrow night.
Oh, why couldn't I keep my big mouth shut? I was way ahead with my grandmother.
Enough of that, Mr. Schultz. Now, class, before I begin our lesson for today, are there any questions on yesterday's work? Mr. Basco?
Miss Spaulding, what's a small claims court?
Small claims court? Mr. Basco, we didn't discuss that yesterday.
Then, please, maybe we discuss it today.
A discussion on small claims court? Mr. Basco, what can you possibly get out of that?
Pasquale says it 20 years to life.
Oh, Luigi, why do you always let that Pasquale get you so fashimmed?
Luigi, what kind of trouble have you got now?
Well, I'm having some trouble making the last payment on my radio. I'm owed $20.
Ach, installment buying. Oh, you've got to be so careful how you buy. Look, take my brother Wolfgang. He bought a television set with installments.
Really? What size screen was it?
What's the difference? For the first year, the only thing he's seen is the repairman.
Mr. Basco, did you say that the radio company is going to sue you in the small claims court?
That's what they're going to do, Miss Spaulding.
Luigi, why don't you go see Alderman Johnson?
You heard it right, Luigi. Alderman Johnson is just like that with every judge in town.
Yes. You think he's going to help me?
Oh, sure he will, Luigi. My cousin Hugo wasn't working for 2 years, and he went up to Alderman Johnson.
Did he find him a job?
No, but he made Hugo number one on the unemployment insurance line.
My Luigi, I'm just trying to cheer you up.
Well, thanks, class. I'm going to see the alderman now. Maybe he's helping me out.
Oh, that's the spirit, Luigi. And don't look so depressed. smile. Remember, if you let the smile be your umbrella, you can walk in the worst rainstorms, and I guarantee you, you'll die of pneumonia. Chelsea, you got me worried.
No, don't be such a scaredy cat, Luigi. Even if you don't pay the company that $20, what can they do it to you? Can they take away your furniture? Can they close up your store? Can they clap you in jail for 10 years?
Sure, sir, can they?
Why not? It's a free country.
Come in, come in.
Hello, Mr. Otherman Johnson.
Oh, hello there, Colucci. Come right in.
Colucci. Please, the name is Basco, Luigi Basco.
Oh, change your name, eh? Cops after you?
Cops?
Don't worry, Colucci, we'll beat the rap. Where are you hiding now?
Hiding out? I'm a guy at an antique store and not the Holster Street.
Great spot. They'll never think of looking for you there.
Hold a minute, Johnson. Don't you remember me, Luigi Basco? I'm a guy at an antique store, and in the window is a picture of Honest Abe.
Oh, yeah. You're next to Honest Abe, the used car dealer. Wonderful guy. Where's he hiding now?
Oh, please, please, Mr. Alderman. I'm talking about Abraham Lincoln, one of the greatest men who ever lived.
The greatest of all. Abraham Lincoln had all the perseverance, all the courage, all the genius, and all the great qualities of leadership that I have. I shall never forget that great inspirational picture of Lincoln crossing the Delaware.
I think it was the Washington crossing the Delaware.
Basco, this is America. There's room in the boat for everybody.
Please, Mr. Alderman, I'm coming to you for help.
Well, you've come to the right man. Everybody in the district comes to me. I'm like a big sister.
Then please, Mr. Sister. I'm already a start $20 less the payment on a radio, and they're going to sue me in a small claims court tomorrow.
Small claims court, mm-hmm. Right up my alley, Basco. My buddy, Judge Wilcox, handles that court. Good old Squinty Wilcox. Why, he and I once served a term together. Term in office, of course. Hello, small claims. Get me the judge. Basco, this is right up my alley.
Right up at the end here.
Hello. Hello, Squinty. Look, I want you to do me a favor. This is Alderman Johnson. Don't worry, Basco. Keep your shirt on.
Keep the shirt on.
Alderman Johnson. Oscar T. Johnson. Basco, everything looks Jake.
Everything is a Jake.
Yeah. What? You don't remember me.
I'm back in the alley again.
Now, look here, Wilcox. I've got a lot of influence around here, and you can't slough me off like that.
Oh, please, please, Mr. Alderman. Let the Jacob put his shirt on.
Look here, you squint-eyed ape. I help you get in office, and I can help you out. Huh? Oh, his name is Luigi Basco, and his case comes up before you tomorrow. Huh? Hmm? Okay. Basco, how much time does the radio company give you?
Till tomorrow.
Tomorrow, eh? Well, I got it fixed.
Oh, thanks to you, Mr. Alderman.
Yep. If you grab the super chief in a half hour, you can be in Mexico by then.
And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, like I must say, I'm very happy that you received the radio. But I'm also thinking, maybe you don't like it because the color is no match to the kitchen. So you send it back and I'm sending you something else. Like a dress or a maybe...
Luigi, my fellow Google. What's the matter? You look terrible. So depressed. Like the bottom herring in the barrel.
So, sir, I'm in a big trouble.
Didn't Alderman Johnson help you out? What did he tell you?
Is it say I should have kept my shirt on? Is it going to talk to Jack who's up his alley and I can have been in Mexico in a half hour?
Stop and back up, Luigi. You lost me in the alley.
No, sure, sister. Is it no use to talk? I can't stay here. I'm got to go out and get a $20.
No, wait. Where are you going? What are you carrying in that bag under your arm?
Well, sure, sir. Inside of this bag is an overcoat.
An overcoat inside the bag? What are you trying to do? Keep the bag warm? Why don't you...
Oh, I see. You are going to sell the overcoat.
No, sure, sir. I would never sell this coat. It's my papa's coat. And it means more to me than anything I'm got.
Then why is it I never saw you wearing it?
Well, because Schultz is not for wearing. You see, when I was leaving Italy for America, I'm never forget that day. All the people of my town, Castellamare, was down at the boat to see me go away. I remember how they all shouted, "Goodbye, Luigi! Goodbye!" Then our mayor is a walk up to me, shake her hands and a kiss me on both the cheeks.
Oh, Luigi.
That's all right, Schultz. We got a lady mayor. Then the mayor, she's a make a speech to me. And she say, "Luigi, your family Basco is living in Castellamare for 300 years. And now you going away to plant a new life in America with all of the finest seed your family is to give you. Always remember Castellamare and your family, and you have a good luck." Then she's a hand me envelope. I'm open it up, and inside is to say, "From the people of Castellamare." And there was $50 in American money.
Thank goodness, I thought maybe it was going to be another speech inside.
You know, Schultz, for a minute I was just standing there and no able to say anything. Then I'm going to say, "No, friends, thank you. I'm going to take this money. You need it. It's enough for me to always remember this day." And then when I'm again on a boat, my mom is coming to me and she's a say, "Luigi, you not take the money, but I want you should have something to remember." Then she's a give me my papa's overcoat. I'm never touch it until now.
Ach, Luigi, now I understand. You don't want to sell the coat. You want to pawn it.
That's right, Schultz. But as soon as I'm going to get the money, I'm going to take the coat right back. Schultz, you know some pawnbroker?
Ach, do I know a pawnbroker? Luigi, there's a place over on Dearborn Street. Every time I pass the window, it's like looking into my own living room.
Come on, Luigi, I go with you. Maybe going to the pawnbroker will bring you luck.
Oh, thank you, Schultz.
You know, Luigi, my Aunt Hilda once got a divorce, so she went to the pawnbroker with her wedding ring.
Oh, did she get a lot of money?
Ha! She's getting $25 a week, and she's still wearing that ring.
But, Schultz, how's this possible?
She married the pawnbroker. Come on, Luigi, we get that money.
Hmm? You know, Schultz, I'm feeling much better already. You're a real friend. America, I love you. You like a papa to me, from ocean to ocean.
Well, Luigi, here's the pawn shop. Ach, look at that window. The sun is fading, my love seat. You know, they used to have Venetian blinds in that window to protect it, but somebody took them out of hock. Hey, Luigi, go on inside.
But sure, sir, ain't you coming in with me?
No. It breaks my heart every time that pawnbroker drops ashes on my Persian rock. Go ahead, Luigi. I wait outside.
Hello?
Excuse me. I'm bringing this overcoat, and I'm like to borrow some money on it.
Well, let's have a look at it.
You see how nice this look? It's got a silk lining, a pearl of buttons, and a genuine beaver collar.
Let me see. I'll give you $2.
$2? Please, mister, you don't know what kind of a coat this is. It's one of the finest in all Italy. It was given it to me by my father, and his father gave it to him.
Oh. I didn't realize it was worn that much. Make it $1.
$1? But, mister, I'm going to have $20.
Look, mister, I got 50 coats. People leave them and never call for them. What am I going to do with all these coats?
Maybe it's going to be a cold winter and you can wear them. Please, give me the money. I promise you, as soon as you give me the money, I'm going to pay you.
I'm sorry. $1. Take it or leave it.
If you don't mind, I'm going to leave it.
Leave the coat?
No, the starter.
Luigi, how did you make out?
Schultz wasn't no good. He offered me $1.
Oh, what a shizzle cop! But look at that love seat in the window. He gave me $13 for that love seat. And half of it was never used. Luigi, I gotta get back to my store now. I wish I could help you more.
Well, thank you for trying, Schultz. You're a real friend.
Well, smile, Luigi. Smile, cheer up. Remember what they say in the clothing business. Every gray suit has a silver lining. And behind every April shower is hiding Al Jolson. Goodbye, Luigi. And remember, smile. Ooh, my rheumatism is...
If it ain't a Luigi.
Hello, Pasquale.
So you're coming back, just like I said, like a puppy dog with his tail between his ears. Well, you get that at $20 for the radio yet?
No.
Sure, I'm heard all about how you tried. Luigi, why are you running around like a crazy little rabbit looking for that greener stuff when all the time I'm sitting here with this big head of cabbage?
You're so right, Pasquale. You're biggest the cabbage head I know.
It's a funny thing. When I'm a say it, it's a come out of different. Luigi, why you struggle so much? Why you no give up? You marry my Rosa, I'ma pay radio people $20. It's a no small claims of court. Your mama's a keeper of the radio, everybody's a happy.
But please, Pasquale.
All right. Don't marry Rosa. Go ahead. You go to court and they export you. So somebody else is import you. Then they export you again. Then it's import. What, is your whole ambition in life to be like a sardine?
Pasquale, please, I'm feeling terrible.
Then you need somebody to cheer you up. Just to take one more look at my little pigeon before you make up your yes or no, eh? Rosa!
Mommy, Papa!
That's all right, my little Cupid doll. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, Luigi's making up his mind about you right now. Now you give him a little idea what to happen when he's married to you. He's come home at night, he's open up the door, and what do you say to him?
Luigi, did you bring the pumpernickel?
Well, Luigi, what do you say?
Mr. Pasquale,
All right, you stupid boob, but don't make it a last payment. Let the NRA get you.
NRA?
That's all right. Then we see who's going to have the last to laugh, but this is your finish.
Pardon me, who's Mr. Basco?
That's my name. I'm Luigi Basco.
Greetings.
What? I'm in the army?
Here, a summons. Small claims court. It's from the Square Deal Radio Company.
Well, Luigi, what are you going to do now? You're standing in the lap of justice. Well, where are you going to get the $20, little man?
Please, mister, you're going to get your money if you just wait a little longer.
Sure, mister, he's going to get the money. Yeah. How? This is a broken down little businessman. He's not got a penny. Hey, Luigi, maybe you sell the man that a coat you brought in with you.
Hey! That ain't a bad coat.
Please, don't touch the coat.
Oh, go ahead. Try it on, mister. Maybe you buy the coat and give Luigi the $20 that's to take care of the servants.
Mister, take your hands off of the coat.
Don't get excited. Hey, this is nice. Silk lining, beaver collar.
Well, Luigi, looks like you got a custom. Is he going to buy?
Fits me perfectly. Fudge, you got a deal. Forget the summons. I'll take care of the $23.85, and I keep the coat.
Hey, Luigi, you made a deal. I'm surprised at myself.
Mister, take off that coat. I'm going to never get the matter, but I'm going to like to see you out of my store. All right, I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to do whatever I'm going to pay you, Bill. But at the radios with my mamma mia and the people of Acosta de la Mare, they're going to be happy listening to it. Now you take off for that coat.
All right, all right. Hey, what's this in the pocket? Looks like something is sewed up here in the pocket.
What?
Sewed in the pocket?
Let me see. It's an envelope. I'm open up.
Hey, Luigi, that's some money is a fallout.
$50.
Luigi, what's it say on the letter? Well, Luigi, why you don't read it?
Dear countryman Luigi, today you live in Italy. You say you don't want this money because you say we need it tomorrow. Luigi, you're young yet. Someday, maybe you find yourself all alone. Money is a helper you out. Over here, we got each other. It's more than money. Always remember Castellamare and your family. And you have good luck.
Hey, there's something else in this other pocket. Here.
Here's a note.
Read the Luigi. Go ahead.
Dear Luigi, what's in this pocket, never take out. Always leave here. Huh. It feel like could be gold. I look.
Wait. Don't touch. Luigi, you're a gambling man. I'm a gambling man, too. I'll give you $20 of cash for anything what's in that pocket. What do you say, eh?
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, Luigi. It's $20.
All right. If you want so much.
Good. Now give me what's in that pocket.
Well, all right, Pasquale. Here.
2 mothballs. Luigi, give me back my $20.
I can't, Pasquale. It's against the big law, the NRA.
NRA?
No refunds allowed.
Hey, Luigi, give back my car.
Goodbye, you pop that. And so, Mamma Mia, I was thinking of things over, and I think maybe you should keep the radio, even if it's no match to your furniture. After all, radio was invented by Italian fellow, Marconi. And now it's being sponsored by 2 other Italians, Como and Sinatra. And oh, yes, Mamma Mia, thanks for that money you put for me in a papa's coat pocket. That's coming very handy. And I hope you forgive me, Mamma Mia, because I did something you didn't want I should do. You write on a note I should not take out of a pocket. But when a Pasquale has offered me $10 a mortal, I could not resist. Signed, your loving son, Luigi, the little immigrant.
Isaac Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mack Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mack Benoff. J. Carroll Mass is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Hans Conried as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, and Jody Gilbert as Rover. Music is under the direction of Jeff Alexander. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.